KBK, you're on the air. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Dan. It's Sam. I'm doing great.
How goes it?
Oh, pretty good. I wanted to give you an update. Some things have happened since the last time I was on.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'll talk as loud as I can.
That's a little better.
Okay. So I'm still being held on at the Cheshire County Jail at a cost of over $3,000 to taxpayers. This is all apparently over a name, which, if you've read the paper, they already have that. And there's and the address as well, which I've given them an address also. The court prosecutor team has demonstrated no lawful requirement to hold me. The law says that, you know, a person is required to identify themselves with a name or with a fingerprint or with a DNA sample. And I've chosen to give them a fingerprint to identify myself. We filed demurs against the charges, which say that they're deficient and they won't stand up to the requirements of the statute, and essentially saying what I did not break the law. And so they took two of the weakest charges and dropped them, but they've held on to one, because otherwise they would have to dismiss the case and let me out of jail, and that would be a problem because they've held me over a month already on baseless, trumped-up charges. So the remaining charge is not going to stand. They know that. It's deficient. It's resisting arrest. But there are stacks of case law that say people who are engaging in political demonstration, doing sit-ins and so forth, and peacefully not assisting in their arrest, it does not constitute resisting arrest. So what they're trying to do now is invent a charge called common law criminal contempt. But there's two problems with what they're doing. Number one, I was never in the courtroom, and contempt of court is not a charge defined by the legislature. It's something the judicial system has made up and just said, we can do this because we can. But because I was never in the courtroom, I was never under their jurisdiction. So the police are trying to bring this charge, but the problem is in New Hampshire, you also have to be charged by statute, and there's no statute for criminal contempt. So I don't know what it is they're trying to pull here. But that's not the end of it. They're getting kind of desperate here, it seems like, and they're raising questions as to whether or not I'm competent to stand trial. Now, in Russia and Nazi Germany, what they would do with political dissidents is they would declare them mentally insane, unfit to stand trial, and then they would lock them away in mental institutions just so that they wouldn't have to face these questions at trial.
So basically, you haven't gone to, and for folks who don't know, Sam has called into the program before. Recently, there was a newspaper article about him in the Sentinel, and the fact he's being held at the Cheshire County Jail right now, he has refused to give his name, the judge, if I'm right, the courts, because you haven't given your name, they haven't been able to process you relative to the charges against you. You say today that you think you've given them enough information by giving them a fingerprint, and yet still you sit in jail.
Yeah, they have been able to identify and process me. Because they've found what they're asserting as my legal name, and the jail's even calling me by that legal name. So they have done that already. And the statute says that you can give your name and date of birth and all that stuff, or you can give a fingerprint and be identified that way. And that's what I've chosen to do. But there
are your fingerprints. Are your fingerprints, Sam, on record with a police department somewhere?
Yes. In Texas, when you get a driver's license, they take a thumbprint, and I believe that's how they were able to
identify who you are. Is it true? My understanding is you asked the ACLU, or the New Hampshire Division of the American Civil Liberties Union, to help you out, and they refused. Is that true?
I don't know. I haven't done that. Some of the other activists may have, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's my understanding that they didn't take up your cause, and I'm wondering why that might be.
I don't know.
You mentioned the cost to the taxpayers. Who do you think, this is just opinion, who do you think taxpayers will be maddest at over this cost and the amount of money it takes to keep you in jail?
Oh,
the court system or you?
I think both. But, you know, certainly it's pointing out, in either case, it's pointing out the flaws in the government system. In today's justice system, when somebody's victimized by a criminal, they get victimized twice. First, with the initial loss, harm, or injury that's caused, if there is such a thing, and it's not the state claiming to be the damaged party, and the second time when all of the taxpayers are then forced to pay for this person to be locked up in one of the caging facilities. Because essentially, you know, this system is really designed to extort money from taxpayers, run it through the system, pay all the bureaucrats that work here, pay the private prison industry lots of money.
Would it be easier just to either have an island to set criminals on, or to just for violent criminals just execute them?
Like Australia?
I'm just asking if this is all of a sudden a money issue.
Okay, well, actually what the Free Staters really believe in is a system based upon restitution, where you would have private competing arbitration companies that are incented by competition to provide the most equitable means, the most equitable solution to any dispute between parties. And that system would be based on restitution, where the victim is actually made whole again. In some states, they're actually trying to charge inmates or the prisoners up to $15,000 a year to pay for their incarceration that the state's incented. So essentially,
but most of these inmates don't have any money unless they're involved with a banking scandal.
Right.
And we know plenty of them were, but most inmates don't have a pot to you know what in.
Exactly. But the ones that do, the restitution is not even going back to the victim. It's going back to the state. So it's just a way to milk taxpayers, to milk the subjects for as much as they can in order to feed this ever-growing state that just never seems to get any smaller because they don't have any competition and they have a monopoly on violence. So what can people do to really stop it?
Yeah, last question for you, Sam. In the article that was in the paper, it was discussed that you've been able to, in having obviously a lot of time to discuss these matters with people, to get some fellow inmates to join you as a Free Stater or to join the Libertarian cause. I've talked with you about this on the air either while you were in jail or before, and to some other localized or keen area Free Staters, mm-hmm. about trying to improve their reputation and how people view them so that they might have better success in running for public office, helping to shape and form a nice community here. Do you think it's worthwhile to your cause to have other lawbreakers and to have it be made public that this is what your group will be made up of?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there's a huge misconception about the type of people that are in jail. I mean, I used to drive by the jails and think, oh, those are all where all the bad people go. In New Hampshire, there are people here that are spending 8 months a year in here for driving offenses. Some of the so-called crimes that these people have committed are hardly what you and I might think they are without having seen it from the inside. And then a lot of them are results of the drug war. If drugs weren't prohibited and didn't have these incredibly high black market prices, these people wouldn't be going out breaking into cars, stealing things to get money in order to support their drug habit. If we treated them like sick people who actually needed help instead of punishment, then the world would be a very different place than it is today.
And when you talk about reform in the prison system, this is something that's being more greatly recognized. And again, in this time, it goes with having less money taken out of people's pockets, is that it's more cost effective to bring people or to develop facilities for drug and alcohol abuse, mental health, as opposed to just putting them behind bars. And I think, Sam, you'd agree that they're starting to take a much broader look at doing that as far as trying to rehabilitate people.
I would hope
let me
so.
Just ask you, what's next? I mean, what do you expect to hear? Here it is Friday. Courts are going to be closed down for 3 days, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Any news about what's going to happen with you?
Well, so the judge ordered my attorney to send a response back saying that she has explained that, I can get out at any time by just bowing down to the court's authority and giving my name.
I assume bowing down was not actually written. That's your interpretation.
No, it wasn't written exactly that way.
Okay.
And they also want to know that I am competent to stand trial. So we've explained that to them in a motion back. They've also said, he hasn't requested a trial or anything. And we reminded the court that, no, we've done that over a month ago. We asked for all of these hearings. Everything that they said we haven't done, we've already done over a month ago. And the judge is just either ignoring these requests or he's not reading the motion.
Right.
So that's it. There's as far as getting back to the prison system and how ineffective it is, I've been posting almost daily blogs about my experiences in here, some of the things I've seen over at Free Keene, and I would really encourage people to go read that and learn about how the prison system actually works at freekeene.com.
Sam, thank you for calling in and giving an update to your situation up there at the Cheshire County House of Corrections.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it.
You're listening to your open mic program. It's 21 minutes past 9 o'clock on a Friday morning, letting you talk about the things that you want to talk about. The reason that the sound quality isn't so good when Sam calls in is it's done the sort of a second party in between because of the way they call out at the jail through a payphone. But I think we're able to hear most of what Sam had to say. Thanks a lot, Sam.
What I wanted to ask you was, if I wanted to get onto Sam's blog from the jail, how do you do that? I don't know anything about blogs.
Okay. So you want me to go to Free State? Oh.
What is it?
I'm looking. Hold on.
All right.
I'm usually just supposed to promote my own website.
Well, I already watch your website.
Freekeen.com.
Freekeen.com.
Yes, and you can get all the links and blogs and stuff there.
All right, okay. That's what I wanted to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
What's going on?
Well, I was curious. So it's costing us taxpayers $3,000 a month for Sean to, for Sam to hold his breath at the jail there.
I don't know how much it's cost. I couldn't quite hear what he said, but it's, I mean, well, you know better than I do. You're a former county, you know, member of the county delegation.
Right. Well, you know, my feeling on that, you know, and your question was right on, who are people going to be more upset with, him or with the system? And, you know, you can protest all you want, but when you start digging into my wallet for you to protest, I get really upset with that, you know. Come on. You know?
I understand why he's doing it. By the way, I think he has a point. If he says he's met all the requirements of being able to have his trial and that they've requested a trial and they haven't given him a trial,
right,
and somebody's being stubborn, I think there's more than one person here being stubborn. By the way, I understand the principle of it. It's, you know, he's gone this far, he might as well let it play out, right?
I suppose, but the whole thing is, you know, their foundation is not solid. That's the problem. They're building, their argument is coming off a foundation that is not accurate. You know, they blame the police. It's not the police. The police are our agent. We the people have developed this system, and the police are our agent. It's like if you sell a house, you go to a real estate agent, and he represents you in that transaction. You know, it's not a question. The government is out to get him. They don't seem to understand that.